Perek Yudches Seif Mem Vav. Haddachat Haritzpa, to wash the floor. Seif Mem Vav. Ein Nadech Haritzpa Techudei Shimosh Besmautut Oy Bemagav Ha'asu Choymes Fugi Mishum Esa Schita. To go and clean the floor. Number one has to worry about Schita. That if you have a fungus stick which has got on it made from things which go and this fog, which seep up juice, seep up water, then is a problem from sita. Because any magav, any sponge stick, or use a rag which is squeezed out, you don't have to do that on Shabbos. If a person wants a sponge with a sponge stick which is made from things which are which absorb, you're not allowed to use that on Shabbos. And the same thing, you're not allowed to use any smut, any rag, because that is a problem from Schita. Doing anything from Schita on Shabbos is problematic. So you're not allowed to use such sorts of things on Shabbos without any other reasoning, but because of Schita is a problem. Let's go further to Mem Zayin, which we're discussing now. Osru chachomim ladiach et ritzpa af poifin she'en bezeh chashash isu schita. V'atam mishum de gozru shama yovel ladiach karka she'en emru tzefes v'yavoy l'hashvot gumot. Oh, he says like this. Till now we discussed the problem from schita, from squeezing. Now we're discussing the problem which we said before. Like we said, you're not allowed to sweep the floor if it has got earth or if it's got sand. The same thing, you're not allowed to wet the floor. You're not allowed to go and clean the floor with water when if the ground is made from sand or earth, because you're going to come and make the ground straight. Therefore, Chazal don't allow you to clean the floor with water because you're going to make the ground straight. Isa zeh kayim af oifin shavoy bateim rutzafim reyara. Now, he differentiates between this case and the case before from sweeping. Sweeping, we said, that you're allowed to sweep the house if most houses nowadays have pavement, have floors that don't have earth. But but speaking about cleaning the floor, to go and wash the floor, then you're not allowed to do it even if most houses in the town are got floors. It's not allowed, even though, because there's machlokes Rashi v'Rambam. The fear Rambam, we don't allow to clean the floor, even if most floors are in the town are got most houses in the town have got floors, because the Rambam says that to sweep the floor is needed on Shabbos, clean the floor is not needed on Shabbos. Therefore, he says you're not allowed to do it even if the whole town has got a floor in the house. But Shittas Rashi is not like that. Shittas Rashi is if rove places in the town are with paving, with floors, then there's no problem to go and clean it, like there's no problem to go and sweep it. But since the Rambam says not like that, the Rambam says there's a problem from cleaning it even if most houses have floors. Therefore, we take on the stringence, and you're not allowed to clean the floor, even if right houses in the town have floors, pavements, or they have PVC, or they have platters. No difference, since are covered, right have got floors, even though, according to the Rambam, we don't allow us to do it. If a person gets stuck, then, or it's very, very neat to do sponger, or to clean the floor, there is a reason maybe we will allow him, because the Rambam says the reason is because it is not needed. But if he really, really needs it, he can't say that it's not needed. Therefore, we can maybe take on, even according to the Rambam, it will be allowed. And also, we've got Shittas Rashi says he allowed. Therefore, one should ask a Rav if one's allowed to go and do it on Shabbos when there's a big need. אין יש סכנות החלקה כגון שנשפך שמן אגב הרצפה מוטה לדרך את הרצפה במאגב שאין עושוי מחוי מספוגי הטעם משום זה מוקם שיש חשש נזק הגוף יתיר חכום מסוד רבונן. If there is a play, if oil got spilt on the ground, on the floor, or anything like that, then Chazal did not make the gezeira from not go and sweeping the floor, cleaning the floor, because the mokum, which has got a sakon, a mokum person can go and slip and fall down. Chazal don't make any isurim when it comes to a place which a person can get injured. Therefore, even if the floor would not be merutzaf, even if it would be earth or would be sand, if there would be some sort of case, it's not normal such a case, but if there would be some sort of a case that a person can get injured from it, then he would allow you to go and do it on Shabbos. Because it's only Issa Drabbonon if one is doing it Issa Drabbonon. So here the same thing. If you go and if shemen or something like it gets spilled on the floor and people would go and slip on it, or there's glass on the floor and people would go and slip, people can get injured, there's no problem to go and clean the floor in the other way, because Chazal did not make the gzeira shema yovoi, and because Chazal don't make a gzeira when there is sakona. But one has to make sure one does not use a sponge stick which is made from something which absorbs, or use a smaltot and use a rag which absorbs, because you've got a problem from srita. But you're allowed to clean the floor in a way which you don't have a problem from srita.